Josh Hawley unveils workers' agenda to end U.S. free trade with China. By John Binder on March 26, 2023. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, has unveiled his workers' agenda, which includes legislation to end the United States' decades-long, job-killing free trade status with China. Last week, Hawley proposed the Ending Normal Trade Relations with China Act, which would effectively impose high tariffs on Chinese imports to the U.S. by revoking China's free trade status that the communist country has enjoyed for more than two decades. As we face a new age of competition with China, we need an agenda in Washington that will make our working class strong and independent, Hawley said in a statement. We can start by revoking the sweetheart deal DC elites handed to China 23 years ago. End normal trade relations, put in place strong tariffs, and protect American workers. Emphasis added. In 2001, China entered the World Trade Organization, WTO, with the backing of former President Bush's administration and was subsequently awarded permanent normal trade relations status by the U.S. after congressional approval. Democrat Rep. Sherman, China's control of corporate America and invasion of our sovereignty. As a result of authorizing U.S. free trade with China, nearly 4 million American jobs have been eliminated from the U.S. economy from 2001 to 2018, including almost 3 million domestic manufacturing jobs, as multinational corporations readily ship jobs overseas without penalties from the government. During that same period, at least 50,000 American manufacturing plants closed down. It is time for Congress to remedy the past mistake of granting China Most Favored Nation status, Coalition for a Prosperous America, CPA, CEO Michael Stumo said in a statement. China did not, as supporters of granting China Most Favored Nation wrongly predicted, become more open, democratic, and free market-oriented. Instead, the Communist Chinese Party used autocratic state planning strategies, forced labor, intellectual property theft, and illegal trade activity to weaken the U.S. economy, absorb Hong Kong, threaten Taiwan, and become America's biggest geopolitical threat. We look forward to working with Democrats and Republicans to pass legislation that revokes China's Most Favored Nation status, recognizes the folly of eliminating most tariffs under the guise of rules-based trade for non-market economies, and imposes higher tariffs on Chinese goods that are made with forced labor and subsidized by the Communist Chinese Party. Emphasis added. Stumo has also endorsed legislation from Senators Tom Cotton, RR, Ted Budd, RNC, Rick Scott, RFL, and J.D. Vance, RO, that would likewise end China's free trade status. Instead, presidential administrations would choose whether or not to authorize such status for China. Earlier this month, Scott Paul with the Alliance for American Manufacturing urged Congress to end China's free trade status to further prevent hollowing out the nation's working and middle class. While skyrocketing U.S. trade deficits have led to devastation across working and middle class communities over the last two decades, tariffs would be a boon for reshoring jobs and boosting wages, studies show. A recent study from CPA economists finds that tariffs on nearly all foreign imports would create about 10 million American jobs while boosting domestic output. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.